like it's all happening now, guys. I'll talk to everyone, hey? How about that? I'll open it up to everyone. How are we doing tonight, guys? We all good?
Hey!
Oh, yeah, that's good energy. Hello. It's good. I'm sorry, we're checking, we're doing everything. I'm up here hosting. Hello, my name is Matt Harvey. And I'll be one of the hosts for the show today. We're going to have basically a real simple lineup for you guys. We've got a showcase. We've got like four very talented comics who are doing shows of their own in the festival. So they'll come up, they'll do short bits, we'll have a little bit of chat. At the end, we'll have a little bit of a game, and we'll give away some tickets to our shows. So, you know, make sure you hang around. No walkouts, please. That'd be great. We haven't had any yet, but let's not stop. It's a bad habit to get into. So I guess I'll start. So I'm doing a show in this festival, show about words, and I know that doesn't sound very interesting. So I'm going to do my best to sell that to you now. So basically, there's like a little Venn diagram that I want to talk about with words. I have an interest in words, and I kind of like the area in politics where they use words kind of interestingly. I won't talk about that necessarily today. If you come to my show, you'll see some of that. But we'll talk about language a little bit. So I think language is interesting. Obviously, language is very important because it's sort of like the area where the words that any society creates, because most languages have variations on words that don't exist in other languages. I feel like those words are kind of important. They say a lot about that culture, they say a lot about that society, and sort of like a microcosm of that society's philosophy. And a good example of this, I think, is at one point there was a society that didn't have a word to describe nor a law against necrophilia, right? But then eventually we had to, like, because it just kept happening. People were like, I guess we need a word for this. Thought it was just a phase, but I guess it's here to stay. So that's what I mean. Like, new ideas, new concepts, they pop up all the time, right? And so we've got to create new words for them. And that's why language is sort of important. And there's this persistent rumor that you might have heard that the Inuit language has 100 different words for snow. Have you heard this one? Yeah, a couple of people are nodding. It's not entirely true, sort of like a half-truth, in that they have a nuanced vocabulary to describe different types of snow. It's not like 100 words for snow. But I don't know why people are surprised by this. Because they live in the fucking snow. Like, I'm sure for a long time, just didn't have much else to talk about. I just found, like, gradient levels of snow. But also, like, it's not even really that big of a surprise, because the English language, I'm sure you're all familiar with it, the language that comes from England, the land of crumpets and rain, it has like, 50 different words to describe gradients of how wet something is, right? But more tellingly, it has 200 different words to describe varying levels of nuance of how drunk you are. 200 words!
Shit face.
Yeah, well, there you go. There's one example.
Two.
A living example. That's good. See, I like that sort of stuff. It's a lot of fun. And,
Africa.
Yeah. Sorry, we don't have time to list all 200. It's a long list. We'll be here all night. And my guests need to get on their way. So, just a couple fun little ones before I go. So I've done some research while developing this show, and I found out that the Albanian language apparently has 30 different words for eyebrows and 27 different words for mustaches, which is just an incredible level of nuance, and I think answers two questions. It answers who is the hairiest culture, but also who is the most well-groomed. Because fucking 27 different words for mustache, there's an incredible level of nuance. I can't come up with five. I've got beard, goatee, mustache, and like Hitler mustache. And that's where I sort of top out.
What's that?
I've heard that, and maybe one of our guests later can confirm this if he's heard. I've heard that in Russian prison slang, there is a word that translates to man cow. Yeah, I'll talk you through what that means. Basically, so when prisoners are planning an escape, they might befriend a fat prisoner because they know they have to like make a run across maybe a desertous plain like Siberia, and they might run out of food. Man cow. Right? Right, yeah. And that's why people are afraid of the Russians. Because even if that's not true, that is the greatest piece of propaganda to put out, to just not squash that, to just let that sit and be like, yeah. That's how we get down. Man cow. And one last one, and then we'll get started. So the Japanese, you might be aware of this, the Japanese have an increasingly aging and an increasingly sexless population, in that they have the highest amount of centurions in the world, but also the youth of their culture are just not having as much sex as in other places of the world, right? These are just facts. Like, I'm just presenting the facts to you. So they have this like really beautiful, nuanced vocabulary about loneliness, right? So here's a couple of the best examples that I found. So I didn't have a translation for this one, but I can give you. So they've got a single word to describe the phenomenon of dying alone and remaining undiscovered for a long period of time. Yeah! How often did that have to happen before they're like, oh shit, we need a word for this? We'll make it one word, because we've got a lot of them. And that's another one. This one I could get a pronunciation for, so mono no aware, right? And this one, so that's my favorite. It's a pathos engendered by a sense of the fleeting nature of life. That is just so depressing. I feel like all of us together, that what we have to do is jump on a plane to Japan, fly over, and just start hugging people and just being like, it's okay, guys. It's okay. Right? Because that is way too much nuance for loneliness. Thank you so much, guys, for indulging me a little bit. Yeah? Big thumbs up for the time. Just so he doesn't keep standing awkwardly in the back, I'll quickly introduce my co-host. Come out to the stage, Mr. Mario.
What's that?
All right.
It's cool. I'm just here for the diversity.
We've got to keep our numbers up. Otherwise, I get in trouble as a white man.
We're always in trouble.
don't lump us in all together. I refuse to wear that one. Marnie is my co-host here. Marnie, how's your festival been?
It's been so good. I can't wait for your show to start. Get down and see Matty. More of the words. He's already taken it to Perth.
Yes.
He did a Melbourne Fringe. So it's a very polished show. So well worth seeing that. I've seen some great local acts, so very excited. Thank you for taking a chance on us. You probably don't know us.
No.
So thank you.
I wrangle all these people.
Basically, what we do is a live version of a podcast that we put out
monthly.
We put out a podcast where you know, we play clips of comedians that we like and we want to talk about them to expose to you guys. And this is a live version of it where instead of playing clips, we will...
them.
Actually have
to
comedians
see them,
on.
Yeah, they're gonna come up on this stage and talk to you.
And if you like it, check out our podcast. It is all the places you get podcasts.
Yeah.
And we've been doing it a while, so there's a few good episodes. A lot of jokes. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of jokes.
We'll see. Here's an important distinction. Our first act needs
Yes.
He's got a very busy night, so we're gonna welcome him to the stage. Please make him feel welcome. He's come all the way from the United States to be here. Mr. Wilson Vance.
Woo!
Yeah, make some room for him so he can actually get to the stage.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Yeah.
I think there's too many words. We should get rid of some of these words. Like ambidextrous. Do we really need ambidextrous? Left hand, right hand, both handed. And then Ray Brother, I'm both handed, bitch, pat, 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 pat. The first time I heard ambidextrous, this girl was like, Will, I'm ambidextrous. I'm like, I'm a Sagittarius. I know it's in the game. Australia, you guys have some nice words, or slang, I should say. You guys say heaps. Heaps! I try to use it in a sentence, but I've been using it very, not the right way. I saw this girl, I'm like, man, she got heaps of titties. Ah, bam. My favorite word that you guys say a lot is wanka. You wanka. You fucking wanka. You guys use it in a negative way. That's such a good word. Such a positive. This guy's calling me wanka. I'm like, yes, I do my best. I'm a wanka till I die. We say jerking off back at home. Now that sound bad. That sound like somebody gonna get hurt. I'm a jerk off. Oh my God, why would you do that to yourself? Well, wanking sounds like the whole family can get involved. Hey kids, I'm going for a wank. Yes, Daddy, let's go for a wank. Who wanking tonight? Family Alpha Wank. That should be a t-shirt. Family Alpha Wank. Before I came, I was in China, man. My friend in the back, Andy, brought me to China. You're going to see him in a second. Awesome comedian. He took me to Wuxi, Beijing, Shanghai, Chengdu, Hangzhou, and Hong Kong. If you've never been to China, I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of Chinese people over there. Whatever number you're thinking about is way more than that. It looked like someone copied and pasted a Burke Street everywhere. And they don't see black people at all. We like UFOs and unicorns. So when I was walking the streets of China, Chinese people would take a picture of me and they'll hashtag me, just met Will Smith, 50 Cent, or Whoopi Goldberg.
Yeah,
Whoopi.
You
got
me?
Well, thank you, baby girl. Yeah. Thank you. I was racist, so you can say that. I knew Australia was racist, but I know I'll be in the front row racist. Becky, Amber, yeah, like Jessica, whatever your white name is.
Sorry,
I'll
enjoy that.
Why do you enjoy? That's your girl.
Yeah.
But she's got
Stephanie. It's a
good one.
White
motherfucker? No, New Zealand. Married. Boo. I never understood why Australians don't like New Zealand. Like, why are you born in the whole country?
No, I like New Zealand because you're all over here.
You don't like New Zealand. Just boo them, motherfucker. I'm like saying, you're beautiful, but you're ugly as shit.
Thank you, that's so nice.
You're welcome. I'm a jerk off to you tonight. You're getting a wank tonight! I'm totally joking. I'm going back to her. That's the thing about wanking. Anybody can get it. Anybody can get it. Anybody can get it. If I got scared for a second, oh shit. Don't move. Oh shit. Alright, well, that's it.
I invited you up here. And did not expect that. But thank you for sticking it through, guys. We're going to roll through into our second act. So please, put your hands together. She's a local comedian, and she does fantastic work around the local scene. So please, make her feel very welcome. But Aurelia St. Clair!
Hi, everyone. Thanks for coming out tonight. I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself. There's this question that I get asked like a lot, like almost every day. It's where are you from? That's fair enough, some people just want to find out where she's from, right? But they're also asking because they need to know, how dangerous is she? Is she in a gang? I could be. I do come from a country that has a history of racially motivated gang violence. I'm from Germany. I moved to Australia around 4 years ago now. And there are a lot of things that I had to learn when I arrived here. First of all, of course, English. There's a lot of things I can say in German and they make perfect sense. And then you translate it to English and it makes no sense at all. So, for example, in German I can say, du gehst mir auf den Keks. That means as much as you're being really annoying right now. Neutral translation, you're stepping on my biscuits. Or the Aussie version, mate, stop stepping on me Tim Tams. Recently I went for this job interview, there are two ladies interviewing me, they're actually pretty nice. But one of their questions was, Aurelia, how do you feel working as part of the international team? And I said, bitch. I put the international in your team. I didn't hear back from them. Okay. You might be wondering, oh, she said she's from Germany, but she's so dark. doubt black people in Germany. Surprise. I am actually half German and half Cambodian. If you're wondering what that means, it just means that I'm actually a very, very punctual person. Like whenever I'm going somewhere, I leave like 10 minutes early. But on my way then, I'm more likely to get arrested. Some people think it's a joke about race. It's not. It's just a joke about statistics. Sometimes on my way to work, I imagine that like I get out of the tram and then like a driver doesn't stop and then they just run over me and kill me. And there's this stereotype that black people always run late, right? So my co-workers will be like, "Where's her at? I bet she's running late because she's black." And then I find out that somebody killed me. And I feel very bad for being racist. just the things I imagine when I commute to work. I have been living in Melbourne for, as I said, for 4 years. And year after year after year, Melbourne gets voted as the most livable city in the world. And I agree. I think it's the most livable city in the world. But I also find it surprising, because Melbourne also has the highest amount of 40-year-olds still living in share houses. I don't know about you, but like I hate coming home. My housemate's like, "Hey, really? How's your day been?" I'm like, "Who the fuck do you think you're talking to?" And I go into the kitchen, I grab a pan. It already has enough oil in it to fry something. You know, when you're in a share house, you like open the fridge. It's full of shit. You can't eat any of it. Not because it's not yours, but because it's all like out of date. Somehow every Melbourne share house has a 2 kilogram tub of hummus. And you don't know who it belongs to. And you're like in the kitchen and you know somebody's opened the fridge just because of the smell. You don't even need to see it. I actually have this theory that most hummus has a longer expiry date than most share houses last. Just earlier today, I was actually scrolling on my Facebook. I saw this article, and I just had to click on it. It said 50 celebrities and their real names. First up on that list, Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt's real name is Bradley Pitt. I already fucking knew that. Right, so I've scrolled through 49 other celebrities and their real names. At the end of that article is a recommended article for me. And it has the title, "Stop Wasting Your Time and Start Living Now." I clicked on that one next. I do find it strange that we like live in this age of information where you can find anything and anyone online, right? Like Google, Facebook, like LinkedIn. But where the fuck is my dad? That's my time, guys.
Rosie Quellis, alright, so you are doing a couple of shows in this festival. What are you doing?
Yeah, so we have one more show left, which is tomorrow at 9 p.m. in this room. It's called The Breast of the Fest. It's a showcase show with 5 women. And it's been going really well. They also have a show on tonight. There might be 2 or 3 tickets left on the door, but otherwise it's sold out.
It's a hot ticket. Get down.
And then I have a second show called Neapolitan, which is also a 3-way split bill for 2 guys. And that starts tomorrow at Tesla Terrace, which is a 2-minute walk from here.
Yeah, it's really not far at all.
At 6:15.
Yeah, 6:15. Okay, cool. And who else are you performing with?
I'm performing with Josh Webb, who did Raw National Finals last year, and Matthew Heskey, another open mic comedian.
Yeah, they're all strong local acts, so if you want to support some of the local stand-up and you've seen the quality of local stand-up already, get down and see Neapolitan.
Yeah.
Neapolitan. Yeah. All right, thank you, Aurelia. All right, guys, I'm going to keep the show rolling along. So, your next act.
act is, so he is Australian, but he has not been living here for a little while. I'm sure he's going to talk you through all that, so please welcome to the stage, Mr. Andy Curtin. Woo! Come on, guys, keep going.
Hey, Andy!
Andy. Thank you. I appreciate that. I feel like we know each other. I actually wasn't going to mention that I don't live in Australia, but now I fucking have to talk about it. So. I've been living in China for the last 9 years. Has anyone been to China?
Yeah.
Yeah, where'd you go?
Bay everywhere. Beijing mostly, and then everywhere.
You know how fucking big China is? You went everywhere. Are you 500 years old?
Yeah.
That's not possible. You went to 5 cities and you're like, I've fucking seen it all. You did, didn't you?
Yeah.
There's no way you get 4 cities in that because it starts to look a lot the same. I don't think, if you've never been there, China kind of is like Melbourne Uni, but with way less Chinese people. I live with my wife, she is half Korean, half Russian. Yeah, no one's clapping that. I just call her North Korean. It's easy to remember. Soviet Asian. No, she. People ask me, they're like, is she from South Korea or North Korea? And you know, you can tell the difference. You can. I'll talk about it right now. If I'm going to ask open-ended questions and then follow up with nothing. Like, do you guys know what time the train leaves tonight? Anyway, so I'm going to be in China right in. South Koreans, right? They have like a, when they smile, they have a really distinct curl on the edge of their mouth. Yeah, you can see that. And then North Koreans are trapped in North Korea. So if you see them smiling, bam, that's a South Korean you're looking at right there.
I don't.
I mentioned the fact that I was texting on my phone. It's great. She's taking your, you're checking your watch.
I watch.
Look at this fucking thing on her hand as well. That is the most pretentious shit I've ever seen. Like, my watch isn't half as expensive as the band I put it attached to. I couldn't afford any of that. Can you bring 5,000 people to my show so I can buy one of those things and put it around my dick? That would be great.
If we all put in $1, you can get one. They're on eBay for $20.
That's a $20. The band is $20. The watch is not $20.
No, it's
all right. I like to think we've all learned something. Hey, I said I wouldn't ask questions I didn't know the answer to. Fucking bang, full circle, moving around. Who's from New Zealand?
He's out of
there. This is your wife, girlfriend?
Yeah, girlfriend. Yeah.
No.
Did you get him for $20 on eBay as well?
He won't accept my friendship on Facebook.
Oh, you think you're dating, and you know why? Because he says on Facebook who he's actually dating. Nobody else cares about this at all. You still look like you're about to have sex with each other. I mean, not for that reason, like, man, I've done with each other. I've been married for 5 years. My wife does not come near me in public places. My wife is, I'm glad if I've achieved nothing tonight, I've caused a fight between two people. I like, that's a win. That's a fucking win. In the stand-up world, that is a win. My wife is, so I'm saying, half Korean, half Russian, and I brought her back to Australia to meet my family. My grandpa goes, half Korean, half Russian. Two wrongs don't make a right. Which is pretty good for a guy who's like 91. I thought that was a good one. I mean, she's like, you're fucking back on the phone. Good Lord, woman. You need to take it to New Zealand.
I'm trying.
Where they don't have technology. And she don't understand how to live a life properly.
She's half Russian as well, and Australian.
Oh, she's all Russian. I'm saying that wristband on the watch says 100% Russia right there. Which part of Russia are you connected with?
I have no idea. I only know Spasibo.
Spasibo? That does not class. That's like this guy saying he's been to every part of China. You're like, yeah, I vaguely pronounce one word in it, so I'm officially from that country. It just issued me a passport.
Exactly.
Now we're talking about words, I'll tell you a little bit. If you want to speak Russian and you speak English, it is fucking easy. It's true. I'll teach you a little bit of Russian. That's it. You take it. This is how you speak.
Take him. Don't take him home. Take this fucking word.
No,
home.
I should be taking
him. Alright. No, okay, just go and fucking get out of here. Go and accept the request on Facebook. That's all anyone wants to do at this point. So this is how you say in Russian the word businessman. You ready? Businessman. That's it. You just speak English with a shitty look on your face. Bam, you're talking Russian. These are facts. I'm not making this up. It's 100% true. This is how you say the word penis in Russian. You ready? Penis. That sounds like a big dick as well. Doesn't it? Like, British people are like, hey, I have a penis.
I always say
like, you guys are chatty, this is great. Can you get back to your phone? You always texting somebody else. Yeah, you. Someone else. Alright, now she's hooking up with you. I'm gonna get out of here. Who did you find for the front row of this fucking show? This is what's gonna happen for this show. You, if you wanna control people, control them. So they put their technology back in their pants. You start writing here properly and respect women. And you're not fucking Russian.
I'm gonna
give
that a
clap. Alright. So Andy and Will
so
are doing
good.
A show together.
So
Andy and Will?
Yeah, we're doing a show at the Greek Centre until April 22. Come check it out. It's called Legal Aliens.
What time?
9:45. So you might have to stay past your bedtime for that one.
Yes.
It's
already buffed. We'll get you tucked in before the end of the show.
Someone.
Yeah. And tell the audience a little about the show. More. So it's called Legal Aliens. That sort of seems
self-explanatory. Well, yeah. Not really. I mean, the idea of is that I've been living in China for 9 years as an Australian person. He's been living in New York as a Haitian person. And we've travelled around the world feeling like our comedy kind of relates about being fish out of water. So it's a lot about that. It's a lot about being in an environment that you're not really from.
Like a buddy comedy.
Yes. The description is not the funny part of the show.
No, it's just to let you know what you're getting into.
Yeah.
So, you've seen both of these guys perform, and I've seen the show. It's a strong show. So I do recommend going down and checking them out at the Greek Centre.
Thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. Andy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give it up.
Yeah.
All right, we've got for the first half of the show, we've got one more act, and then we'll get into the second half of the show. This last act, she's come all the way down from Canada to be in this festival, so make her feel welcome. Please welcome to the stage, Amy Cunningham. Woo! Give it up, guys, so she gets all the way up here.
You could keep doing that. Hey! For your host. Is that there? Why were you bad? What did you do badly? Are you being?
He didn't have me on Facebook.
No, she was being Russian. So.
They're from New Zealand.
It's a lot of unresolved issues. You don't know how to fix this. Have you tried?
Not being Russian.
Maybe you can just try some lemon water. Yeah, it's a good panacea for strife. It's good if you don't get along with people who are different than you. Do you not drink enough lemon water? Is that wine?
Red wine.
Yeah, okay, interesting. Usually I feel like wine-based people get along better. So I think you're doing it wrong. Where are you putting it? just filling up your engine of New Zealand hate. That's okay, it's fun because like this is what I sound like, and I think, and so people, I don't really get troublemakers as much because people are just like too worried for my well-being.
Yeah.
So we're, you know, it works out as a comedian. I don't get heckled a lot, but I do get this. I do get like men coming up to me after shows and being like, "Why are you so nervous?" And then I'm like, "No, I've been doing this for like a number of years now. Like, I'm not nervous. This is just how the way that I speak." But I'm fully comfortable. Which, you know, that, you know, when people find out how comfortable I am, it makes them so uncomfortable.
So you.
Mm-hmm. It's isn't it interesting to like in, to like know exactly what it is you're missing?
Why funny here?
Wait, you changed. You weren't like that before. You're different now. You were a different Australian before. Okay, I'll be Canadian now for a second. I'm a vegan about 8 years, and I'm not a preachy vegan. I'm just like, this is what happened. But 8 years ago, someone gave me this haircut, and then I just became a vegan. Just wait until you find out all the other things my haircut made me do. yeah. It's very cold in Canada. I keep it tight on the sides. I keep it pretty short on the sides. So that it gets cold, like, sometimes to warm up, I need, like, a good woman. Do you ever find that? It's like air conditioning here. You ever find if it's chilly, you feel, like, a little more gay? Yeah, no, they did not like that in Perth. They actually turned off the air conditioning. Like, oh, Amy, you just wait until you find out how sweaty and straight we are. you're not gonna get us. It's ridiculous. There's a silly thing that I said once on stage in Perth. The thing about like, do you feel a little more gay? And then this guy yelled out, "No." Then he got an applause break. In from a full crowd in Perth, and then he was, I was like, "Did he even just vote yes on all this?" And he was like, "No, not me. Look, not me. I voted no." And I'm like, "You were okay. I think you were supposed to mail that in." Like, I understand. I can feel the intensity of your bigotry. But if you want that to be more productive, you have to get organized. It's just some advice that I gave him. I do that joke, and I have so many. The joke is like a little uncomfortable because it sounds like I'm saying that I chose my sexuality, like I chose my haircut. You can't choose your own sexuality. We know that, right? Yeah, you know, you can't choose your own sexuality. Obviously, my hairdresser chose for me. She's like, be this now. My girlfriend. You can just shave yourself a new girlfriend. Where I'm from, anyway, Toronto. I spent a lot of time in horrible small towns. I've done, and like mostly it's just to visit my brother. He's just lived in a lot of like weird places in like Louisiana and upstate New York, and in Kingston, Ontario is where he's been the last year. And I hate visiting him. I always complain. I'm always like, "Well, I hate it here." And he'll say, I know it's the worst here, but I can't leave. I can't leave because that's just how prison works." Did you know that? There's all these rules in prison. There's so many rules in prison. You know, the main rule in prison, right, is stay here. And in Canadian prison, they actually put that on a sign on the wall. Prisoners must stay here. So, you know, it's the main rule. I only went to one Canadian prison, and it said, it was like on a printer piece of paper. It said, like, "Prisoners must stay here," in all caps. All capital letters, in a like very authoritative sans serif. So you know it was very serious. But then of course then I see that and I just like have this tailspin, like, "Oh my god, what is it? I'm prisoners must stay here. How do I know, like, what if I'm a prisoner? How do we know who's the prisoner?" I feel guilty sometimes. My brother didn't think that was an interesting argument. Yeah, he doesn't. I don't know. He doesn't want to hear. He just like doesn't want to talk about how gender is a prison, or like how capitalism is a prison. I don't know. don't know why. I guess it's just like he hasn't been exposed to these ideas. Like, it's, you know, I just like, I don't think that they have like a great library in literal prison. He told me, he explained to me, like, this is how you know that I'm in prison and you're not in prison. Mom and dad don't lie to the neighbors about where you are. They know that, like, they haven't been lying for the past five years about where you are. I think that's fine. I think that it was comedy. Was that comedy? I think so. Okay, cool. So then I stand here and I bow my head. Is that what happens?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am coming in.
Hey.
Hey.
So you've got your show and festival. What's the name of your show?
Let's call Eat the Teeth.
Eat the Teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in this room.
Yeah.
But when are you on?
Well, I just finished my early part of my run, which was an early show. Doesn't matter because it's in the past.
It's over.
You can't go there. You can't go. Stop. I'm trying to go there. I could have used you. But now I'm doing a late run only, and it's starting on Tuesday at 10:30. 10:30 in this room, p.m.
This
yeah.
Room.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the festival? Or?
Yeah, for their whole thing. Yeah.
Alright, excellent. So I did manage to make one of Amy's early shows. It's a fantastic show.
Look, this is what happens when energetic men are on stage and other people start talking, but when it's just me, they're just afraid.
You.
Yeah, they're just afraid.
Respect.
They're just like a very fragile looking.
Yeah, it's like a weird form of respect. Like, we can't hurt her anymore.
Yeah, no, it's do the thing where you were being condescending to me before.
Go back to that.
Yeah, it's like, you're
going to
like it.
No, it is a fantastic show. I don't know if you know this about the way some shows are developed is that, like an album, they'll take maybe like a punchline or the note that is the thing that helps them remember that joke, and they'll make the title of the show that. I've done it for a bunch of shows, and the joke that has Eat the Teeth in it is actually one of my favorite jokes from this festival. It's...
Oh, really?
Yeah,
oh, that's
yeah.
So nice.
Yeah, I've been putting it out to people.
That's... Oh, cool.
Put it on a poster.
Not here. You'll have to go to our show.
Oh,
this is
how
we
get you.
See, this is how we get you. We're going to create intrigue. But that's what it's all about. So do go see Amy. Come all the way from Canada. You know, be nice.
Thanks, Amy.
All right, so what we're going to do. We're going to get the remaining two acts back up on stage. We've got a second half of this. The format changes slightly. So if you guys could come back up, and we'll give you both a microphone.
It's a new format now.
Okay. Format change.
Look at the technology in action.
All right.
Seeing
all
the formats. And then we wrap ourselves in these
cords. Mummies.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got all the guests on stage. So each of these guests is going to pick one of you guys to play for. So if each of you pick someone from the crowd, someone you want to represent, and one of the people will walk away with some free tickets to somebody's show, to somebody. I don't know if you should worry too much, I don't think anyone's going to pick you. But just pick someone from the crowd, and we've got a couple of questions, we'll go through that.
You'll be playing for someone.
Yeah, you'll be
so
representing
tickets.
All right. Oh, I'm winning tickets for them to my show. That's
yes.
Great. I like that.
It's the bird.
It's been stung and wind.
What do you think? We'll manage it.
Am I
pink? Yeah, pink's up.
Do I tell you?
Yeah.
Right. Let's go with my name.
What
am
I
going to
do?
What do you think?
No, nothing.
Okay, you're going to lose
miserably. You just sit there.
I pick you.
Yeah, alright. So.
You raise your hand. Do you want to be picked? Yeah.
Excellent. All right. The interaction helps.
Shit, I want
shit. You are not the person.
Does anyone feel like I would represent them? All right. You guys are on your mind.
All right. So we've got a couple of questions here. They've been picked out of the news recently. I don't necessarily expect that you will have the answers, but if you don't, just give them something funny. Arnold Schwarzenegger has been in the news a little bit recently because he was calling
someone murderers. He was referring to them as murderers. Do you know who he was referring to as murderers?
Bad people.
No.
Schwarzenegger is a saint. Take that back.
Pretty sure he said black people.
That sounds way more racist than
it. Yeah.
Yeah. As a parent, I'm like, well, that's adorable. Out of view, it's like, okay.
Over the stage.
Can I answer that?
I'm going to
say Donald Trump.
No, not Donald Trump. Good answer. Good guess, though. Reasonable. Yeah,
that was neither funny nor correct.
PETA.
Oh, yeah, that's a fantastic answer, but no. I would agree with that. No, he's oil companies. He's saying oil companies are murderers.
I don't know.
Because they're calling for a lawsuit against the big oil companies. Apparently they've had information since the 50s about climate change, and they've acted on it. So it's like they're complicit in the murder of a bunch of people.
I think they're cigarette companies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, essentially he wants a warning label on cigarettes. Yeah,
on
I guess
oil.
On cars everywhere. Like,
on oil.
This is, yeah, a big drug
of
oil. I mean, if anybody
knows.
Pimp
oil.
To be fair, Arnold Schwarzenegger's episode of Pimp My Ride was all about bioenergy and the car that they transformed it into bioenergy. Like, is this big hippie, actually?
Yeah. Weird for a
That's what I thought when I was watching the movie Prey.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm going to kill this thing. This spaceship is terrible for the environment.
If it bleeds, it's bad for the environment.
Get to the combi.
You should fucking play for yourself.
All right. So 80-year-old grandparents, 80-year-old grandparents were busted with 60 pounds of marijuana in their car.
My grandparents.
What was their reasoning for carrying the marijuana?
It was Christmas and it was presents.
Bam. Yeah, that's it. That is exactly right.
That is exactly right.
Yeah.
I read the important stories.
Not about the environment. It's not octogenarians.
Well, they weren't even arrested. Like, all their stuff was seized. And then when the news came in to check, like, to do interviews and stuff, they were like, no, they're not here. Like, we didn't arrest them. We don't know where they are.
Just
let them go.
Can I say, like, people talk about, like, China being scary. My friend twice has been caught on the street by police with marijuana on him, and they've said, this is illegal in our country. If you get caught again, you'll go to jail. And then gave him back the marijuana.
it was a test.
Yeah.
If he takes it, they're like, you're busted.
Yeah, that's a tricky one. You're like,
I just told you.
That was me. The same place I was racist.
It's all the same.
That was a joke. Thanks.
Well,
so there's a pub in town of Kurikuri, which is in rural New South Wales, and it's attempting to boost its economy by hosting what festival? You know that one? Just give a sec.
What's wrong?
I lost it.
Oh, so it's a little rural town in New South Wales.
Yeah.
They want to boost the economy of their town by hosting a festival. What festival is it?
It's a festival for knitting beanies.
Not bad.
Yeah.
It's sort of nebulously in that area. It's head related.
It's got braiding hair, but on your pubes.
Where is your head?
Hair.
Oh, man, I have terrible biology.
Yeah, he said head related. She meant some pubes.
Pubes are head related.
Well, yeah. Oh. Okay,
that's a party.
Anyone else want to take a stab?
Decapitation festival.
Very morbid.
You said head related.
Yeah. Maybe that was wrong word. Head related, yeah.
I'm going to say reliving great movies made by Arnold Schwarzenegger.
No, he didn't quite go down this road. It's Mullet Festival.
Mullet
Festival. So they hosted the Mullet Festival.
I think I should gain points for not knowing that.
I think
also, Ballarat has been having that festival for years.
Which
small
town in Australia has the Waikai with Dreads Festival?
Byron
Bay.
Byron Bay.
Yeah.
it never stops. Right, there's a company called Nectome. They're offering a very specific service. You know what the service is?
Implanting books onto your neck.
Nectome, yeah.
I'm just gonna hold on to decapitation.
Okay, yep. You know, that's a closer answer than everything else we've got.
Hey, I don't think there's like one other answer, it's my answer.
Yeah.
You're just shooting off.
Yeah, pretty much. That's happening.
Yeah, that was closer to this.
I think they put an implant in your neck that like reads your blood pressure and like how healthy you are and shit, and you can check it on an app.
If only. No, what they're offering is a digital recreation of your brain, so you can upload it to the cloud. Right. The only catch is the technology A doesn't exist yet. So what they're offering is
that's
you,
the only catch. to
bomb.
You see, where selling doesn't exist, but that is the only thing.
Yeah,
about.
Yeah. No, they're offering to embalm you until it's ready, until the technology exists. Because
right.
they're saying they have to kill you to get the brain, to get the reading of the brain straight away. So they actually have to kill you, embalm you, and they're like, the technology's probably 100 years away. But you know, we're getting ready.
They must have some talented salesmen.
Right?
Facebook. Yeah, I was just saying. The other thing I'm saying is that Facebook is going to take all that information and use it
actually. Hey, wait for the Egyptians.
Well, it's supposed to be more advanced than that. It's just the other way.
Freezing. That's the other thing with cryogenics.
It sounds pretty good. It's like pre-suicide.
Pre-suicide?
It's so expensive. That's like.
Well, that's like if you're not going to euthanize you, then you're just like, alright, I want to be uploaded to the cloud.
I want to kill myself, but I just can't afford it.
That's my last one.
Oh, look, I squared the point.
Because decapitation is not far off.
I came from Canada for points.
Points. And after the Super Bowl, so this was a little while back, after the Super Bowl, a bunch of Eagles fans celebrated their team victory in a number of weird ways, including rioting the street. But what were some of the other things that they did?
Shooting up a high school.
What
kind of fans were they?
They were Eagles fans.
Where did
it's after the Super Bowl?
Okay, right. That's football.
Yeah,
it's a trick
so
question.
They were writing. There was a bunch of stuff. Like some specific events happened.
They wrote slam poetry.
I think they would have got in more trouble for that than for what they.
Can we give
her bonus points if she can improvise a slam poem
about the Super Bowl?
I'm willing to give up that.
Yeah.
I'm willing to sacrifice this guy's tickets.
Yeah.
So that we can,
it's like touch down. Further down the field, all the goals, and I'm running, and I can't, and I stop, and then what? And I look up, and the ball is there, and then I catch it.
I think
they had eating contests, ate as much as they could. Everyone felt violently sick and threw up all over the streets.
Yes, but it wasn't.
Can you do that for these
people? They improvised eating contests.
I haven't seen the answers,
yeah,
but I guess one of the things,
guess one, yeah.
And by an avid Eagles fan,
yeah.
They grease poles in the city and climb up poles and then slide down the poles.
That's not one of the ones that I had. No. So I had, basically, there was a couple of guys punched horses. They broke windows.
Oh, because they're fillies? Is that right?
So they broke windows of Macy's and then posed as mannequins. They tipped over cars, and one guy ate horse poop. Because his team won the Super Bowl. So you're not far off.
That didn't make me want to root for my team to lose the Super Bowl.
Well, that was his choice. He chose to eat the poop.
Don't kink shame.
smoking chamber.
You guys don't play shit. I don't want to. I've already had lunch.
Well, they punched the horse. It shit itself.
And yeah,
like,
it's like we're gonna take care of this.
Hey, you fucking, I'm a little alarmed that you're having to put that together. This is so much bad.
It was
fucking. You know,
it was my stress. She's
in there. Okay.
All
right. Horse punching 101.
But great slam poker. That was eating was pretty close. So.
Yeah.
Pauline Hanson has done what recently? There's like two sort of big ones.
Something
stupid.
Level.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
She compared herself with Nelson Mandela.
Bam. Yeah, that's one.
Wow.
That's one. Yeah, right. Yeah, because she spent time in prison.
Oh, I thought it was a physical
comparison. She did a hair. She did a hair thing. She did a. She put a wig. She put a hat on, and then in church.
you're surprisingly close to something she did a while ago.
Right.
More a birthday.
Oh damn! Like, yes, damn it.
That's not this one though.
That's, yeah, it's not this one. She did something else recently.
She said something nice about a person.
That's funny. Points.
No, she complained that the opening ceremony of Commonwealth Games were too focused on Indigenous culture.
Oh, it's pretty close.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty close.
Basically the same thing.
Yeah, and
the Commonwealth Games fucking like, sucks.
Right, Dan. Yeah, we got that one. Right, so, 2 5,000-year-old mummies have been found, and we brought us to believe to be the oldest example of what?
Neck tone.
They're just waiting for the technology. Come on, guys, it's been a while.
This is not worth my 5 minutes.
Come on, I gave up 1,000 slaves. When is the cloud going to be invented?
Autoerotic asphyxiation.
Oh, that's a weird one. Yeah.
No.
Why didn't you think I won? Audience. I don't know, like a couple that actually stay together till death. Yeah.
No. They were found to have the oldest example of tattoo.
Oh, I thought it was the finest example of divorce not being invented.
No, they got tattoos. So
why is their skin still on?
Because they're mummified.
Oh, mummified.
Yeah,
mummified. Well, don't take the skin off when you die.
No, I thought they
just put them on the ground.
No, nobody's
skin. they predate Otzi the Iceman by about 100 years or so. Because before that, he was the oldest example of someone with a tattoo on him. And that was because he was frozen.
And was it like lower back?
Yeah.
I mean, there's just so many ways we could go with this.
Give me
the
Tiger. What about the Tweety Bird? Was there?
That was more like Ra the Sun God, you know, like there's half men, half birds.
I thought it was a tattoo that said "slaves right here."
Read a book!
Alright, so there's this flat earther called Mad Mike Hughes, and he attempted to raise money to prove to himself, because he's like, I believe the earth is a disc, but I need to prove it to myself. So, what did he raise money to do to prove it to himself?
So, buy a bunch of DVD players.
He's going to stand on top of
raised money to have a rocket to shoot himself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Spot on. Yeah, yeah.
I know shit.
You know shit.
I guess now that she said the correct answer.
You take a guess.
Sure.
You got nothing. You
got a boat to travel to the edge of the earth.
Yeah, to go over the ice wall. No, he did. He built this rocket, and he shot himself 600 meters into the air. Which is only 11,000 meters short of where planes fly, you know, where you can actually see the curvature of the Earth if you're on the right flight.
You should have hooked up with Elon Musk. You could have.
Yeah, they could have just jumped on and piggybacked onto a heck for anyone. But there it is. There's the planet. Although there's so many people like denying that. They're all like, "Oh, it's digital recreation." So it's insane.
It's moving a thing.
And one last one, then we'll finish up. So a waiter in Vancouver was fired for being aggressive and rude, but what was his defense of the behavior?
I'm French!
Yes! Yes. That was actually the defense. So he's putting a complaint into the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal, claiming that it is discrimination because French culture tends to be more direct and expressive. Which I guess translates to
rude. I think county was the last one.
Yeah, yeah. But they don't put that on the official paperwork.
The official t-shirt says, I'm not an asshole, I'm just French. Kiss me.
It's directly expressive of contempt only.
I think that's a dangerous precedent, though, because like, if we're going to say that being from a particular country means you get to behave a certain way, then all Australians are going to turn up to work drunk. Like, it's cultural. It's cultural. You can't discriminate.
Yeah, we're getting to that now.
All right. Give it up for all these guys.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank
you. But thanks so much, guys. Hope you all enjoyed yourselves. All these guys have shows at the festival. I've got my show as well. It's called War of the Woods, and you should come check us all out. Thanks, guys.
Thank you for being here.